Good morning. Welcome to the MedPoint Health Half Hour. I'm your host, Ron Young. I'm pleased to be joining you this morning, wherever you may be tuning in from, for another great edition of this program. And today on the show, I actually have ergonomist Sarah Deacon, who's joining me today. Sarah, thank you so much for your time on this Saturday, cold Saturday morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Ron.
So I always love chatting with you because, quite frankly, there's a lot of things that I do wrong. From an ergonomic standpoint, from just bad posture to bad, you sit beside me, you work next to me, my workstation is not great, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So I always like chatting with you because you have good solutions for people like me. And, you know, I just got to make the investment in maybe modifying some of those things to make my life better. But I'm also healthy, young, go to the gym, I go to boxing, I got a whole bunch of stuff that I do that keeps my muscles strong. Now, from an ergonomic standpoint, I know that there's a lot of people who have shifted to working from home and now are just kind of in this, you know, 8 hour, maybe 9 hour workday grind where they're always at their desk and always seated and on a computer and probably peripherals that are not suited well for them. What is the first thing that you can tell people to maybe look for in their workstation or a sign that perhaps something might be going wrong, might be, you know, not working in their favor?
So one of the first things that you'll notice is if you're experiencing any pain or discomfort at the end of the day. And what we've seen over the last couple of years, especially since COVID, is that now that everyone's working from home, they're working from a kitchen table, dining room table, their kitchen island, where there's just not any support or adjustability. So people are getting into those incorrect postures and really, you know, it's adding up to lead to serious injuries.
Right. So it might not be like, oh, I'm in pain all the time or at the start of my day, but it's just like that compound effect.
Yeah, and it's the static posture, especially when you're working from a kitchen table where you can't, you know, switch it to a standing position. And those static postures will lead to any sort of musculoskeletal injuries.
Right. That's a great point. And you know what? I actually find this in my own house. So, you know, the whole mentality of like a seated versus standing desk. So I have like a workstation at home. I think that the desk is at the correct height, but maybe my chair is not the best. So I'm like, well, I might as well just stand at my kitchen countertop and have my laptop kind of plugged in there. But, you know, sometimes when we think we're doing good for ourselves, we're really either not, or perhaps we're just doing something different, but in the wrong way. So even though I feel better about standing, now I'm having to crink my neck down to look at this device. Do you see that a lot? Like in especially now after COVID has kind of changed the world and made more people work from home?
Oh, absolutely. And to your point about standing at the kitchen table, yeah, an individual might think that that's better that they're standing. But, you know, you have to look at all components that are, you know, that you're working with. So where's the screen positioned? Are you using an external mouse or keyboard? Right. That sort of thing. So it's not just one component, it's the whole environment in itself.
Yeah. The one thing that I was able to get from you was the mouse that is ergonomically friendly. It keeps your wrist in a neutral position. Really cool. I use it quite often. And it's almost like you're like shaking somebody's hand. Like it's like, you know what I mean? Like the conventional mouse where your palm is down and wrist is up. It's kind of like, I get it, you know? And it's just minute after minute, hour after hour that we're kind of doing these motions and not even thinking about how the ramifications could be affecting us down the road. So what other kinds of products do you sell, Sarah, through London Ergonomics and the Ergocentric Showroom?
So we can offer anything from custom chairs, any sort of height adjustable desk. We can also do meeting tables as well. And then we got anything in terms of ergonomic accessories. So we have laptop trays. We have laptop stands. We have monitor arms and anti-fatigue mats for when you are standing. We've got footrests to help promote neutral posture, if you're, you know, if there is that, the difference between the chair and the desk and things aren't lining up properly, we have everything to get you in that neutral posture throughout the day.
Right. And I think that a lot of people are like, well, this is probably going to cost me an arm and a leg. Well, if you don't buy it, it might cost you an arm and a leg because, you know, your muscles will probably hate you. But no, sir, very affordable stuff too. And you know, even when they have some of those promos come up, like a desk and a chair is like, what, like under $1,000?
Yeah, and it all depends on what features you want to add to it. Like I said, everything can be custom. So we work within your budget and what's going to work for you.
Cool. And like, what's one of your favorite accessories, would you say, that you got and now can no longer live without?
It has to be the monitor arms. I love them. It's right. I have to work off of more than one screen. Right. So having that ability and, you know, maneuvering through my screens is so much easier. And I'm not working off of my laptop. And it's just, it's great. I noticed that my neck's not sore and everything's just working for me.
Cool. And it's not because you just get to see more pictures of your adorable dog, right?
No, that just adds to it.
Right on. No, Sarah, it's one of those, yeah, absolutely. The ergonomics is one of those things where, you know, do the investment, especially if we're getting comfortable at home. I was chatting with one of my friends who's with one of the big banks in the city, and he said, I don't think that they have any intention on bringing us back to the office. Like, things are just going well, and you know, people aren't investing in the big leases anymore, so you might as well get something that's comfortable for you. And guess what? Christmas right around the corner. You know, I'm sure that maybe you'll have some promos and stuff like that, but where can people go to contact you?
So you can visit our website, www.londonergo.ca, or you can email me, sarah@londonergo.ca, or you can call me as well, 519-432-1919, extension 114.
And if London Ergo is a sister company of MedPoint, so even if you forget that and you just listen to MedPoint all the time, just go to our website. You can always throw in a contact form. Just mention that you had heard us on the radio, and we'll take good care of you. Now, the last thing I wanted to do, Sarah, is just kind of spit out some stats here, because some of these are like, you know, you don't really consider the gravity of it, but musculoskeletal cases accounted for 33% of all worker injury and illness. And that was from a U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. So people who are off work, almost half of them have some sort of muscular disorder or some sort of pain, or maybe a nerve is pinched, maybe something's going on. And a lot of this can be alleviated or avoided if they had had the proper setup at their workstation, right?
Yep, whether it's an office setting or if you're working in industrial environments, you know, we can do assessments in both circumstances. And over the years, if you're doing the same thing over and over, it will ultimately lead to some sort of injury.
Yeah, and look at this stat right here, $9 to $23 billion reduction in workers' comp expenses if we invested in ergonomics was President and CEO Janet Forster of the National Safety Council. Like, sometimes, you know, what Alex always says is an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That's so true in this situation. Like, if you just, you know, you always think, you know, $400 for a chair or whatever, that's a lot to put out for you know, my 10 employees. Well, guess what? If one of those employees goes off work and you're not getting things done efficiently or done at all, if you don't have a replacement for that person, that can be quite costly. And that's what you see a lot in the in our Employee Health Solutions program, is it not?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. We're seeing it more and more. But I think the other cool thing, Sarah, and maybe you can speak to this, is just the fact that ergonomics is gaining more exposure. It is gaining more traction within industries, and we are going to start righting the ship soon.
Yep, definitely. And it's always important to listen to your employees and, you know, take in what they're saying. And if they are, you know, complaining about some sort of discomfort, take it in, because it might be worthwhile down the road to start investigating it.
Yeah, absolutely. physio bills are costly. So let's try and avoid that and try and avoid downtime. So, Sarah, I really appreciate you joining me on the show today. Thank you for your time.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Again, that's Sarah, and she's with London Ergo, a sister company of MedPoint. Obviously, if you want to get a hold of her, you can visit londonergo.ca, or you can just go to the MedPoint site, throw in a contact form on either, and we will make sure that we find you and take care of your ergonomic needs. We'd love to meet more people, and of course, you can always book a tour of the showroom that we have at the West 5. It's in the Riverbend area, West London. And we can obviously show you around, show you some of the adjustments she was talking about. Gosh, when you get in one of these chairs, the headrest comes up, the seat pan goes forward, the armrests go in and out. Like, it's so cool, and it makes me feel really, really bad about my just, like, IKEA chair at home. You know what I mean? We'll be back on the program with more from the MedPoint Health Half Hour. You've been listening to 980 CFPL Radio. Welcome back to the program. Of course, every Saturday morning we do this show, the MedPoint Health Half Hour. I'm your host, Ron Young, and I thank you for tuning in wherever you may be listening. On the first half of the program, we had Sarah Deacon. She's an ergonomist with London Ergo. If you want to check out that website, it's londonergo.ca. And you can check out some of the services that they offer. Of course, they've got a whole wide variety of accessories, peripherals for computers, seats, desks, monitor arms, you name it, they've got it, and they will be able to hook you up with whatever you may be requiring. And if you don't know what you're requiring, then they can obviously come out to your site and do an ergonomic assessment so that you can kind of figure stuff out. Maybe you're not in pain right now, but over time, we know that these repetitive motions and repetitive strains can come with a costly your muscles are sore, you're in pain, so just make sure that if you want to make sure you're okay, they can come out and do an assessment with you and make a wide variety of recommendations. And they can kind of say, we'd advise maybe a new keyboard setup, or maybe let's do an overhaul on the whole workstation, get you a desk that kind of sits and stands, a new chair that has a fully adjustable armrest or something like that. So that's what they do. That's what they're the experts in, and they'd be sure to help you out. So, and if you don't remember London Ergo, you got to remember this is the MedPoint show. So you can always go on the MedPoint website and toss in a contact form. We'd be happy to help you out. So on the second half of the show here, I just wanted to chat a little bit about our new fitness facility. It's ramping up here at the West 5 at Riverbend. And we're actually offering a full 24-hour access gym in the Riverbend community. It's the first of its kind and actually really cool. It's just under $100 per month, but you get a key fob to scan in for entry, and you can come and go as you please. It's we've got about 30 members right now, so it's still growing. It's a good time to get in and to get going with it. And certainly beautiful new facility, clean, new equipment. You don't have to worry about competition for weights and stuff like that. We've got it fully outfit with lots of cardio machines and lots of dumbbells, kettlebells, cable machine, squat rack, you name it. We've got it in there, and it's a good deal on right now that's going to the end of the year. It's $95 for an all for full access to the 24-hour gym, and with that actually comes monthly bod pods and fit 3D scans. So if you want accountability for the fitness program that you're starting, you want a nice gym to do it in, you got to come down. It's well worth it. Those tests alone on their own are $75 a piece. So you get feedback on results. We can tell you what your body composition is, how much muscle mass you have, how much body fat you have, and we can give you all your girth measurements. So you can come in monthly and see, I've actually dropped an inch on my waist. Oh, I've gained an inch on my bicep. You know, things are working. Or if you're not putting in enough time, enough effort in the gym, or you just don't know what you're doing and if it's working or not, you might have results that you don't like. But what that gives you is, you know what? I've got to change now. I've got to do something different because this program I'm on is either not working, or maybe I'm still consuming too much, or, I'm just not building enough muscle. we can sort all that out with you. And we actually have a new piece of technology called the Cardio Coach that is available. And what the Cardio Coach tells us is basically your VO2 max, which is how well your body utilizes oxygen to the tissues. And it also kind of gives us an idea of what heart rates you need to be working at to be burning carbohydrates, to be burning fats, you know, because you want to make sure that you stay on track with those things and that your training is as efficient as possible, as meaningful as possible, and gets you the results that you so desire. So I encourage everyone, come on down. It's a great facility, 1295 Riverbend Road, Suite 116. And it's open. You have to get a key fob, but once you sign up and get your key fob, you can come and go as you please, 24-hour access, and call this gym your new home, because it is awesome, and you'll want to get in on that deal now before we get to we're capping the membership, essentially, because we don't want it to be a busy gym with tons of people. We want it to be a nice facility, quiet, people can not have to worry about waiting for weights or you know, the all the other stuff that comes with the busyness of the big box gym. So come on and check it out. You can sign up, put in a contact form online, and we will make sure that we reach out to you. We can book tours through the week. If you need a weekend time for a tour, we can obviously set that up as well. And we'd be happy to take care of you and your fitness needs. So that's all the time we have for the show today. I want to thank you for listening. And if you have any questions about the show, you can always email me. It's Ron, R-O-N, at medpoint.ca. That's Ron at medpoint.ca. You can always call in. It's 519-432-1919. My extension directly is 260. I'd love to hear feedback and obviously love to help you out with any of your healthcare concerns and get you on the right track towards your goals. So that's all we got for the show today. MedPoint Health Half Hour. You've been listening on CFPL Radio 980.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.